Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for tuning in to Live and Local. I've got Dropping Julia joining us in the studio. Thank you guys so much for coming on out this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Pretty big crowd here. You guys want to go around, introduce yourselves, and just kind of let us what you do and what you play and what you like.
Hi, I'm Jules, and I sing in Dropping Julia, and I play a little guitar as well. I like a lot of different kinds of music. Probably my favorite genres are old, like, funk and Motown, and also old honky-tonk and classic country. And some of my influences are Amy Winehouse, of course. I love her. I love the Beatles, the Meters.
Hey, I'm Alex. I play guitar, bass, and do a little backup singing. My list of influences is enormous, so I'm just going to go with a couple off the top of the head. Been really big into a Tedeschi Trucks band recently. I discovered this band called the Y.O.'s that does, like, weird country folk stuff, which is not my normal cup of tea, but love the Y.O.'s.
Hey, and I'm Sebastian. I play keys and bass. I really am into a lot of funk, jazz, and fusion. I'd have to say I listen to a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Cassiopeia, then on the rockier side, definitely Chili Peppers.
Hey, my name is Cody. I play saxophone. Some of my influences are Kenny Garrett. Most of you guys probably don't know him. He's a saxophone player. And Stevie Wonder, and maybe Moonchild.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play the drums. My biggest influence is probably Goose and Lawrence, but I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately and quite a good bit of old school funk as well.
Nice. Well, definitely seems like a pretty eclectic mix of genres that everybody enjoys. Pretty versatile mix as well. Some bass, guitar, switching things around. Pretty excited to see what you guys have in store for us. Is there anything you want to kind of kick off and play while we've got you?
We will start with one of our newer songs called Secret.
All right, let's check it out. It's Dropping Julia with Secret live on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Thank you.
That's Dropping Julia live in the Rock Hit studio with Secret, and we got the rest of the band hanging back, but Jules is in the studio with us and fielding some questions. You want to expand on that one just a little bit?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites actually of ours. It's a love song, and most of my songs are actually more sad and kind of like heartbreak songs, so this is a special and lighthearted sweet love song. I wrote it when I first met my current boyfriend. And the idea behind it was kind of just, you know, I was feeling like nervous and flirty. And I was thinking about how, you know, when you first start dating someone, you have all these things from your past that, you know, you obviously they're going to come up in conversation and you're going to have to, you know, kind of go in a vulnerable place. So it's kind of about that. It's about being vulnerable and falling in love and all that good stuff.
With that writing process, do you generally start more on kind of like the lyricism or the music, or what's that process like?
It kind of comes together for me, or at least it starts together. Like, I remember that one specifically. I was dog sitting for my friend, and I was sitting in her kitchen playing her guitar, and I started playing this, you know, little melody on the guitar, and the melody for the song started coming up too. And so from there, I got a few of the initial lyrics and kind of the vibe got set. So I could tell that the song was going to be a sweet song, and I kind of ran with the vibe from that, and I started to write lyrics and kind of run with the melody out of that.
Nice.
that's usually how my songwriting process goes.
Everybody's got their own unique process. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Is there another one that you'd want to play for us? Show a little bit of that writing style?
Yeah. This one actually is called Blind Together, and this was a little bit different. The music, as you will be able to tell, is very complicated, and I'd had nothing to do with it. I was driving one day to a doctor's appointment, and I got the melody and lyrics in my head, and I opened up my phone and started singing into it, and then Sebastian came over, the keys and bass player, and we found, you know, some music to go behind it, and then he ran with it. So the songwriting process was very different with this one, and it's one of my favorites for that very reason.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to give it a listen. Let's check it out. It's Blind Together with Dropping Julia on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
One, two. I really thought I knew you, baby, but I was so wrong. I thought my corny songs were crazy, but being 17 makes for an easy scheme. A casual meander. Your medicated stare took over. Only then we could find it forever. You made a lake.
That's Dropping Julia live here in the Rock Hit studio. And you just heard Blind Together. That one you'd mentioned a little different on the writing style. In terms of some of the lyrical content, what's the emphasis behind that?
This is kind of one of those a little more angsty songs, which is what most of my material is. It is about when I was 17 and I thought that I was, you know, super in love with this guy, and he just kind of wasn't very nice to me, and I was a little too naive to realize that that meant, you know, it wasn't good for me. So I was kind of letting myself fall head over heels for this person that didn't treat me very well, and I couldn't really get past that. I was like so hooked on him. And then a few years later, you know, I hadn't seen him for a while, we met up for coffee, and I realized, oh, he's kind of a loser. So it's kind of about that growth from, you know, being young and naive to getting a little bit older and realizing some of the things I thought and felt when I was younger are not always true.
Yeah, 17, not a great age.
Yeah.
Learning curve.
It's funny, I actually have three songs. Dropping Julia has three songs from where the word 17 is in the song. I went through a lot at the age of 17, and a lot of my experiences bled into our songs.
Well, you got to take that and run with it when you can.
Exactly.
That's part of being an artist.
Yeah.
So coming up later this month, y'all are going to be at Floyd Fest?
Yes, we are. That's probably our biggest excitement to date as a band. We are on their On the Rise program, and they do that every year at Floyd Fest. They book, you know, I think it's like 15 bands or something that are from Virginia, homegrown right here in Virginia, and it's almost like a battle of the bands type thing where we get to play quite a few sets during the festival and people vote, and if we win, we get to come back next year, you know, on the major lineup. So we are really, really excited for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have a sneak peek of anything we might be able to catch at Floyd Fest?
Yeah. Let's do Hanging by a Thread. We're going to play that at Floyd Fest for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little sneak peek for you. It's Hanging by a Thread with Dropping Julia on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Feel like you threw me away.
You just heard Dropping Julia live in the Rock Hit studio. It's Hanging by a Thread. I'm joined with Jules here in the studio. And before we go to break, do you want to talk about what that one's about just a bit?
Yeah. Another angsty one, as you probably heard. That's one of our kind of rockier songs. We have kind of like two personalities. We have the lounge, jazzy vibe that we do a lot, and then we kind of get rockier. And as we have grown as a band, we've actually gotten less rockier, probably because I've grown a little older and gotten less angsty. But that song is about an ex-boyfriend of mine who was just not very nice to me. It was not a very good relationship. And it's about how when we broke up, I felt like I was just left with all of this mess, basically, to clean up in my head and in my memories. And you know, he, you know, from social media at least, or from friends or whatever, he seemed like he just kind of got off scot-free and he went on to the next girl or whatever, and none of the bad things he did to me were revealed, and it just seemed like I was left to pick up the pieces and rebuild my heart and my mind by myself, and it's not a very good feeling. So that's what that song's about.
Well, definitely a nice song for an awful situation. Yeah. So I'm glad we could at least come out of it with that.
Definitely.
Sorry for you having to deal with
Thank
it though.
You.
We'll have more music in just a little bit after the break with Dropping Julia, so stick around.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes games, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station.
Been Around Tattoo supports this locally owned station. Been Around has been adorning Charlottesville residents with innovative and creative body art for over 15 years and has male and female artists dedicated to maintaining the standards of the industry in an environment that balances classic aestheticism and popular culture. You can check out the work on their Facebook page. Been Around Tattoos can be found at 703 West Main Street in Charlottesville. To check availability or to make an appointment, it's 434-923-8282 or beenaroundtattoos.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Jules in the studio. Got the rest of the band out there ready for another song. But before we get into that, I kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit and kind of ask, how long have you been playing music? And you know, when you started playing music, like how did that happen?
It's funny because my whole family is musical. My mom has sung for her whole life. She's done some plays and opera and stuff like that. And my dad has been playing piano, I think, since he was like 3 years old. And he's been a music professor most of his life as well. And my brother is an amazing bass player and all that. So, you know, I come from a musical family, but I never really felt a draw to music throughout my childhood. Like when my brother was learning to play piano and bass and all that, I didn't think I was musically inclined. It wasn't until I went to college when I was, I guess my second year of college, I was 19, and I went to kind of like a hippy dippy school and everyone, you know, played acoustic guitar around the fire and in the grass outside. And it was just really nice, beautiful vibes in a little campus in Vermont. And I started to think I really wanted to be able to do this. I would love to be able to, at first it was kind of just a desire to be able to play songs that I liked and be able to kind of lead those little sing-alongs around the campfire. So one afternoon, I picked up my roommate's guitar and went online and looked at guitar chords and just kind of taught myself how to play chords. And it kind of went from there. I think I stayed in that room for like 8 straight hours and I learned like, you know, G, C, E minor, and D. And I, you know, that's a lot of songs with those 4 chords. So I started playing songs that way. And then I've always been a writer. I've always written poetry and I've been really into the creativity that comes with writing. So I think it quickly morphed into songwriting and being more of a creative process for me. You know, a few years later, I think I wrote my first full song when I was probably like 22 when I was living in Maryland and it wasn't very good. And once I moved to Charlottesville in 2014 was when I really dove into songwriting and playing music kind of out at bars and it grew from there.
So from 2014 moving forward, when did the the current version of the band come into fruition?
Not until 2018. And actually, we didn't call ourselves Dropping Julia until 2019. So I was actually playing music with the boyfriend who wasn't very nice to me in the Hanging by a Thread song. We had a little duo. That's kind of the first musical endeavor I did. And we played music and wrote a lot of songs together. And it kind of shot me into the whole scene of music. And that was definitely a really great experience. But I wasn't really playing the right genres for me. He was kind of in control of the whole thing. And it wasn't really my thing, it felt. So once that you know, ended and we broke up, I decided I want a band. I've written a lot of songs and I'm writing more now than ever. And I hear my songs with a full band behind them. So that's kind of how I started to put it out into the universe that I wanted a band. And it started the summer of 2018 was when I guess me and Sean, the drummer, started playing in Dropping Julia. We had a different bassist at the time and it was just the three of us. And we were just everyone calls me Jules, but my real name is Emily Julia Kresge. That's where Dropping Julia gets the name. So we were just the Emily Julia Kresge trio for a while. And we actually don't even really play any of the songs anymore because their sound has morphed so much. But we eventually got Alex on guitar. We took him, we got hired to do a private party and they really wanted someone who can sing some backup vocals with us. And I knew Alex very well from the scene, and I was like, oh, Alex is great, and he's a good guitarist. So we took him for that gig, and we kind of just didn't let him go. And then it was the four of us, and then Sebastian came on bass. We did that switcheroo probably like a year later, and we just got Cody a year ago. So we've just we've solidified it over the last few years, and it's been a really awesome coming together. I'm so happy with the band now, how it is, and it's exactly like how I wanted it to be, and I didn't even know that because I didn't know where it was going to go, but it's definitely now exactly what I hoped it would be. Yeah.
Some more freedom and a little evolution along the way.
Exactly. And we've really honed in on like the genres that we, you know, you heard all the influences. It's really amazing. And now that I've also put the guitar down a little bit and let these guys kind of run with the music more, and I just focus on the singing and the performing, brought even more jazz into it and more funk. And it's morphed into this thing that I could have never imagined it would be with when I first wrote all these little songs. You know, they were just songs in my notebook with me and my acoustic guitar. I still have all of them, you know, the original writings, and I never could have imagined they would be like these big, beautiful productions. So it's really cool.
Well, over that long evolution along the way, definitely sounding great. And I got to admit, I want to hear some more of it. Is there another one y'all would want to play for us while
yeah,
we got you?
Let's do it. It seems like we're sticking with the newer songs tonight, which is fun. I think we have a little bit of antsiness. We write songs and then we like write new ones. And we're like, oh, we got to play these. So we're sticking with the newer songs. I think we're going to do one now called I'd Rather Be Dreaming.
All right. Excited for it. It's I'd Rather Be Dreaming with Dropping Julia on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I'd rather be dreaming, 'cause it's so hard to live. Nothing hurts when I'm sleeping. Find any tears in mine.
You just heard Dropping Julia live at the Rock Hit Studio with I'd Rather Be Dreaming. And I know a couple of listeners out there probably wondering themselves, you know, where'd you get the name Dropping Julia?
It's funny. So I said before that we were Emily Julia Kresge Trio for a long time, and we all wanted a real band name. That was just the placeholder while we were kind of getting our ducks in a row. And it's a mouthful, you know, it's just my full name. And everyone always like kind of called me Julia anyway. They just, I don't know, they fixated on that and they thought that was my name. And so we were at a diner. We went to Tip Top, actually, one night after practice. It was me, Sean, and the original bassist named Nico. And we were eating some food and we were like discussing band names. And one of them said, what if we shortened that? What if we dropped the Julia? And we were like, Emily Kresge and the whatever. And then we all kind of like stopped and we were like, dropped the Julia? Dropping Julia? That sounds kind of cool. And we're like, it sounds a little 90s. We're from the 90s. Let's do it.
It's a good fit.
Yeah.
And at Tip Top, that's a very Charlottesville origin story. Absolutely.
Exactly. And I kept the receipt because we wrote Dropping Julia on the receipt and like a little star, and I still have it.
We're going to have to get a picture of that.
Yeah.
Put it up on the website. That's awesome. I'm just going to have to ask aside. Nico, who currently plays with...
He's in Lord Nelson.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Charlottesville, two degrees of separation.
It's so true. It's like incestual, especially in the music scene.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want to give us another taste of some Dropping Julia?
Yeah, let's do it. This next one is actually our newest song, and I'm really excited about it. I started it about 2 years ago, and I just couldn't finish it. It was like I was stuck after, you know, writing a couple verses, and Sebastian and Cody weren't in the band yet, so I think they were probably the missing links. We kind of pulled it out of the book a few weeks ago, and we started working on it again, and it turned into this whole different song, so we're excited to play it now. It's called Biggest Fan.
Sweet. Let's check it out. It's Biggest Fan with Dropping Julia on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
When he stares at me through the stage light, a bigger face than all those girls in your caravan, your biggest fan out in the promised land, you'll be my Superman. Baby, we'll make history, and together we can turn the page. Your biggest fan, don't need to meet the other guys in the band. Your biggest fan, take off my wristband.
That's Dropping Julia live in the Rock Hits studio with Biggest Fan. And you mentioned you pulled that one out of the book. You want to give us a little bit of background on the beginning, the middle, and the end, if you can?
It's actually, as you have heard, I'm sure, through this show, all of my songs are very personal. I mean, they're all, you know, about experiences I've gone through. And it's very rare that I write a song that's more of an idea or a made-up story or a thought and not about myself. And so this song is actually that. It's called Biggest Fan, as you heard. And it was just kind of like a playful little thought that I ran with about girls that sometimes, you know, myself included, I've been victim to this. You know, we go to shows and the lead singer, who's a man, is very attractive and deep and singing music. And it seems like he's singing right to your soul and right to you. And so you kind of like fall in love with him and you think that you're the biggest fan of the band. You know, you think that you're special and that, you know, the songs may be about you or, you know, whatever. It's not about anyone in particular. It's just kind of a silly little thought that I ran with. So I started to write that. And I think maybe that's why I had so much trouble finishing it, was because I didn't really know where to go with it, because it wasn't about me, and ended up having some cool musical breaks in it. And I realized I didn't really have to resolve with any specific thing. It just, it's just a whimsical little thought.
You've got all the freedom you have with writing. Sometimes it feels like you want to box yourself in with that story process.
Yeah.
Definitely be that and genre. I don't know if you struggle with genre, but with, you know, it's like, is this this or is this that?
Yeah, I definitely, I think I did for a while. Now that we've kind of like honed our sound, and I think we've, even when we bring other genres into the songs, they still have Dropping Julia's voice. And I think that's where where I found more freedom in it. Cause now that we all know how to play together so much better and we just know each other, it ends up being cohesive even when it's a little bit out of left field.
Yeah, you've got a sound.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy about it.
Well, we'll have more of that sound in just a little bit, have some more live tracks after the break. So don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Want in on the vinyl revolution? If so, Plan 9 Music is the place to go. Not only do they have the latest reissues on vinyl and rack after rack of classic vinyl from all genres, Plan 9 can also fix you up with a turntable from Audio Technica or a powered speaker system from Cantos. And if you need record cleaning accessories or crates for your growing collection, Plan 9 can help.
Put the needle on the record.
Plan 9 supports this station, and you can find them in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at plan9music.com.
Station support today is coming from Wibworks.com and local artist Bill Bricker, designer of the cover art for the remake of Todd Rundgren's 50 Years of Something Anything. The record features an all-new version of I Saw the Light by Carole King's daughter, Louise Goffin. Bill invites you to visit Wibworks.com for all-new crowd interactive projects celebrating classic rock and more. That's WIBWORX.com.
We're back live in the Rock Hits studio. I'm your host, Eric Law, joined by Jules. Jules, preferable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joined by Jules, and we've got the rest of the band hanging out there. Before we get into some of your catalog tracks, just wanted to see, you know, you got maybe one more up your sleeve you guys could play for us?
Yeah, I think we're going to end our little live session with a cover song, and it's one of our favorites. It is it's actually a cover of a cover, and there's a band called Pamplemousse who are really awesome. They do a lot of funk covers, and some they kind of fuse together. So this is a cover that they did, and it is Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees and Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai, and we love playing this one. So here it is.
All right, let's check it out. It's Virtual Insanity / Stayin' Alive with Dropping Julia on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Ground. Oh, now I can't.
us can't lose. Nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always say, go and have a go. And now that things are changing for the worse, see,
that's Dropping Julia live in the Rock Kid studio with Virtual Insanity / Staying Alive. Jules, appreciate you hanging around. I know that the guys are packing things up now that they got that last track knocked out, going to get an early 4th of July celebration going for them and get into the part of the show, break out some of your catalog tracks. Were there any in particular you wanted to get out there for the audience?
I think we're going to have y'all listen to Chesapeake. It is the first single that we released from this latest album of ours called Stranger. We released it about a month ago, actually, and we released this single in December. So we're very excited about it. It's a really fun one, and it's called Chesapeake.
It is a fun one, I'll admit. Let's give it a listen. It's Dropping Julia with Chesapeake on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
I can't say I'm surprised that you still live on Calvert Lane, where you can drink and drive and stay out late relieving pain. I miss you once in a while. It was so easy to relate when I was 25 and tangled in your tragedy. But I don't know if it was a waste of time, and is it possible to stand still while we fly? So I erased your number back one lonely night, so that fall on the sand. My intuition warned me my body had the upper hand. I had a curious thorn, and your ideas all sounded grand, and so I rode along and joined you in your winter land. But I don't know if it was a waste of time, and is it possible to stand still while we fly? But I erased your number back one lonely night, so that I wouldn't have my judgment. We'll be right back.
by the bay. I'm only a little bit weak at the end of a holiday, so can I take a peek once in a while inside yesterday?
You just heard Dropping Julia with Chesapeake on Rock Hits 92.3. And is there another one you'd want to break out from your catalog? Because they're really good. So now is a pretty good time to share them if you can.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think I'll also throw Stranger at y'all because that is my personal favorite. It's the title track from the album. And it is one of the other ones where I talk about myself at 17. And it is just real funky. The band kills it. It is just my personal favorite song that I think we've ever written.
Well, it's a good one to play. Let's check it out. It's Dropping Julia with Stranger on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Deep in the night, I'm far from home, just stranger boy and me alone. The blurry concrete caught my knees, I'm dizzy, but ashamed to speak. That's the last scene I could find, till morning leaked in through the blinds. Stranger boy lay still asleep, I hurried out into the streets. That's how it feels to lose control, and I didn't believe I was invincible. Cause when you're
just heard Dropping Julia with Stranger on Rock Hits 92.3 and getting to the part of the show where we shine the spotlight on some of your local favorites. Anybody you want to show a little love while we've got you on the station?
Yeah, let's play some Judy Chops because I love them. And we do a little bit of a musical chairs within the two bands. Our drummer, Sean, he sometimes plays drums with them, and their horn section, Rachel and Mike. She plays Barry sax and he plays the trumpet, and they actually played our album release with us, and we're gonna maybe try to get them to play some other shows with us down the line to kind of join Cody in the horn section, and it sounds awesome. And then actually the sisters, the Marvelous Murphy sisters, Molly and Sally, who are in the band, they sang backup on our album. So we have them on a few of our songs. So it's kind of like a little family affair. So we're going to do, let's do Love is the Answer by the Judy Chops.
Awesome. Little teamwork action there. It's the Judy Chops with Love is the Answer on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Just heard the Judy Chops with Love is the Answer on Rock Hits 92.3. It's been a pleasure having y'all. Where can people find Dropping Julia? Where can they listen and how can they support you?
First of all, thank you so much for having us. This has been really fun. It's been really fun to chat and to play for everybody. If you guys want to check Dropping Julia out, we are on all the major streaming platforms on the internet, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all those things. And then we also have a Facebook and an Instagram. You can just search Dropping Julia on any of those things. And droppingjulia.com is our website. And we have lots of fun music and videos and silly pictures on all our social media. And we hope to see y'all very soon.
Awesome. You guys have a Bandcamp?
We do, actually. Yes, we have Bandcamp too. I still post on there. I still post our songs. So all of our material that's on Spotify is also on Bandcamp.
So if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you check them out for Bandcamp Friday. Show them a little love. Give them a little cha-ching. Make sure they can keep playing some awesome music. Jules, want to thank you so much for coming on out. Also want to thank Sebastian, Alex, Cody, and Sean, who had to leave a little after we wrapped up that last track. You can stick around for Search and Destroy. We've got some ska and punk to close out your weekend before the 4th of July, so keep it here.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.